In Northwest News on KPLU, Washington State's charter schools face an uncertain future after the Supreme Court ruled them unconstitutional. But two state senators have filed a bill that they hope will keep those schools from shutting down. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
Local school boards had the power to authorize charter schools before the court's ruling. With a school district stamp, a charter could receive public money. The new bill would give that power back to school boards and then some. Spokane Republican Michael Baumgartner and Democrat Andy Billig say their bill addresses the court's chief concern that elected school boards had little control over how a charter school was run. Billig says his bill would change that, giving charters some freedom, but also letting districts treat a charter a lot more like one of their own schools.
So if enrollment goes down throughout the district and they have to close some schools, that could be a reason that they could close any school within their district, including one of these charter schools. That is quite a bit of authority that did not exist before.
But the bill wouldn't let districts authorize schools outside their borders and doesn't create a statewide charter authorizer. That might leave charter schools within Seattle and Tacoma's boundaries in a tough spot. Those school boards have taken vocal anti-charter stances in the past. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.